duties and responsibilities. The assistant referees help the referee to control the match in accordance with the laws of the game. They also assist the referee in all other matters involving the running of the match at the request and direction of the referee. This commonly includes such matters as inspecting the field, the balls used, and players' equipment. Determining if problems with equipment or bleeding have been resolved. Monitoring the substitution procedure. Maintaining backup records of time, goals, and misconduct. 1. Positioning and teamwork. Kickoff. The assistant referees must be in line with the second last opponent. 2. General positioning during the match. The assistant referees must be in line with the second last opponent, or the ball, if it is nearer the goal line than the second last opponent. The assistant referees must always face the field of play. 3. Goal kick. 1. The assistant referees must check first if the ball is inside the goal area. If the ball is not placed correctly, the assistant referee must not move from his position, make eye contact with the referee, and raise his flag. 2. Once the ball is placed correctly inside the goal area, the assistant referee must move to the edge of the penalty area to check that the ball leaves the penalty area, ball in play, and that the attackers are outside. If the second last opponent takes the goal kick, the assistant referee must move directly to the edge of the penalty area. 3. Finally, the assistant referee must take a position to check the offside line, which is a priority in any case. 4. Goalkeeper releasing the ball. The assistant referees must take a position in line with the edge of the penalty area and check that the goalkeeper does not touch the ball with his hands outside the penalty area. Once the goalkeeper has released the ball, the assistant referees must take a position to check the offside line, which is a priority in any case. 5. Penalty kick. The assistant referee must be positioned at the intersection of the goal line and the penalty area. If the goalkeeper blatantly moves off the goal line before the ball is kicked and a goal is not scored, the assistant referee must raise his flag. 6. Kicks from the penalty mark. One assistant referee must be positioned at the intersection of the goal line and the goal area. His main duty is to check if the ball crosses the line. When it is clear that the ball has crossed the goal line, the assistant referee must make eye contact with the referee without giving any additional signal. When a goal has been scored, but it is not clear whether the ball has crossed the line, the assistant referee must first raise his flag to attract the referee's attention and then confirm the goal. The other assistant referee must be situated in the center circle to control the remaining players from both teams. 7. Goal, no goal situations. One assistant referee must be positioned at the intersection of the goal line and the goal area. His main duty is to check if the ball crosses the line. When it is clear that the ball has crossed the goal line, the assistant referee must make eye contact with the referee without giving any additional signal. When a goal has been scored, but it is not clear whether the ball has crossed the line, the assistant referee must first raise his flag to attract the referee's attention and then confirm the goal. The other assistant referee must be situated in the center circle to control the remaining players from both teams. When a goal has been scored, but the ball appears still to be in play, the assistant referee must first raise his flag to attract the referee's attention, then continue with the normal goal procedure of running quickly 25 to 30 meters along the touchline towards the halfway line. On occasions when the whole of the ball does not cross the goal line and play continues as normal, because a goal has not been scored, the referee must make eye contact with the assistant referee, and if necessary give a discreet hand signal. 8. Corner kick. The assistant referee's position for a corner kick is behind the corner flag in line with the goal line. In this position he must not interfere with the player taking the corner kick. He must check that the ball is properly placed inside the corner arc. 9. Free kick. The assistant referee's position for a free kick must be in line with the second last opponent in order to check the offside line, which is a priority in any case. However, he must be ready to follow the ball by moving down the touchline towards the corner flag if there is a direct shot on goal. Gestures. As a general rule, the assistant referee must give no obvious hand signals. However, in some instances, a discreet hand signal may give valuable support to the referee. The hand signal should have a clear meaning. The meaning should have been discussed and agreed upon in the pre-match. Discussion. Running technique. As a general rule, the assistant referee should face the pitch whilst running. Side-to-side movement should be used for short distances. This is especially important when judging offside and gives the assistant referee a better line of vision. Signal beep. Referees are reminded that the signal beep system is an additional signal to be used only when necessary in order to gain the attention of the referee. Situations when the signal beep is useful include offside, fouls outside the view of the referee, throw-in, corner kick or goal kick, tight decisions, goal situations, tight decisions, flag technique and team work. The assistant referee's flag must always be visible to the referee, unfurled and still whilst running. When making a signal, the assistant referee must stop running, face the field of play, make eye contact with the referee, and raise the flag with deliberate, not hasty or exaggerated, motions. The flag should be like an extension of the arm. The assistant referees must raise the flag using the hand that will also be used for the next signal in the sequence. If circumstances change, and the other hand must be used for the next signal, the assistant referee should move his flag to the opposite hand, below the waist. Whenever the assistant referee signals that the ball is out of play, he must continue to signal until the referee acknowledges it. Whenever the assistant referee signals for violent conduct, and the signal is not seen immediately, if play has been stopped for disciplinary action to be taken, the restart must be in accordance with the laws, free kick, penalty kick, etc. If play has already restarted, the referee may still take disciplinary action, but not penalize the offense with the free kick or penalty kick. Throw in. When the ball crosses the touchline, near to the assistant referee's position, he must make a direct signal to indicate the direction of the throw in. When the ball crosses the touchline far from the assistant referee's position, and the throw-in decision is an obvious one, the assistant referee must also make a direct signal to indicate the direction of the throw-in. When the ball crosses the touchline far from the assistant referee's position, but the ball appears still to be in play, or if the assistant referee is in any doubt, the assistant referee must raise his flag to inform the referee that the ball is out of play, make eye contact with the referee, and follow the referee's signal. Corner kick slash goal kick. When the ball crosses the goal line near to the assistant referee's position, he must make a direct signal with his right hand, better line of vision, to indicate whether it is a goal kick or a corner kick. When the ball crosses the goal line near to the assistant referee's position, but the ball appears still to be in play, the assistant referee must first raise his flag to inform the referee that the ball is out of play, then indicate whether it is a goal kick or a corner kick. When the ball crosses the goal line far from the assistant referee's position, the assistant referee must raise his flag to inform the referee that the ball is out of play, make eye contact, and follow the referee's decision. The assistant referee may also make a direct signal if the decision is an obvious one. Offside. The first action the assistant referee makes after an offside decision is to raise his flag. He then uses his flag to indicate the area of the pitch in which the offense occurred. If the flag is not immediately seen by the referee, the assistant referee must keep signaling until it has been acknowledged, or the ball is clearly in the control of the defending team. The flag must be raised using the right hand, giving the assistant referee a better line of vision. Substitution. When dealing with substitutions, the assistant referee must first be informed by the fourth official. The assistant referee must then signal to the referee at the next stoppage in the match. The assistant referee does not need to move to the halfway line, as the fourth official carries out the substitution procedure. If there is no fourth official, the assistant referee must assist with substitution procedures. In this case, the referee must wait until the assistant referee is back in position before restarting play. Fouls. The assistant referee must raise his flag when a foul or misconduct is committed in his immediate vicinity or out of the referee's vision. In all other situations, he must wait and offer his opinion if it is required. If this is the case, the assistant referee must report what he has seen and heard and which players are involved to the referee. Before signaling for an offense, the assistant referee must determine that the offense was out of the view of the referee or the referee's view was obstructed. The referee would not have applied the advantage if he had seen the offense. When a foul or misconduct is committed, the assistant referee must raise his flag with the same hand that will also be used for the remainder of the signal. This gives the referee a clear indication as to who was fouled. Make eye contact with the referee. Give his flag a slight wave back and forth, avoiding any excessive or aggressive movement. Use the electronic beep signal if necessary. The assistant referee must use the wait and see technique in order to allow play to continue and not raise his flag when the team against which an offense has been committed will benefit from the advantage. In this case, it is very important for the assistant referee to make eye contact with the referee. Fouls outside the penalty area. When a foul is committed outside the penalty area, near the boundary of the penalty area, the assistant referee should make eye contact with the referee to see where the referee is positioned and what action he has taken. The assistant referee must stand in line with the penalty area and raise his flag if necessary. In counter-attack situations, the assistant referee should be able to give information such as whether or not a foul has been committed, and whether a foul was committed inside or outside the penalty area, which is a priority in any case, and what disciplinary action must be taken. Fouls inside the penalty area. When a foul is committed inside the penalty area, out of the vision of the referee, especially if near to the assistant referee's position, the assistant referee must first make eye contact with the referee to see where the referee is positioned and what action he has taken. If the referee has not taken any action, the assistant referee must raise his flag and use the electronic beep signal, and then visibly move down the touchline towards the corner flag. Mass confrontation. In situations of mass confrontation, the nearest assistant referee may enter the field of play to assist the referee. The other assistant referee must also observe and record details of the incident. Consultation. When dealing with disciplinary issues, eye contact and a basic discreet hand signal from the assistant referee to the referee may be enough in some cases. On occasions when direct consultation is required, the assistant referee may advance 2 to 3 meters onto the field of play, if necessary. When talking, the referee and assistant referee shall both turn to face the pitch to avoid being heard by others. Required distance. When a free kick is awarded very close to the touchline, near the assistant referee's position, the assistant referee may enter the field of play to help ensure that the players are positioned 9.15 meters, 10 yards, from the ball. In this case, the referee must wait until the assistant referee is back in position before restarting play.